America Weekend.
The kids are all right. The kids are all right. The kids are all right.
This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. The kids are all right. The kids don't need to be watched over every single minute of every single day. That's the concept behind my next guest website, Lenore Skenazy, who wrote a book called Free Range Kids, How to Raise Self-Reliant Children, Safe Self-Reliant Children Without Going Nuts with Worry. She also runs a website of the same name, freerangekids.com. And I call upon Lenore whenever I see great stories on her site from parents who are doing a good job raising their children, but society freaks out when those children are given free range. Lenore, welcome back to the show. I saw a story on your site a couple of weeks ago about a father in Ohio who is getting hassled by police because he let his six-year-old daughter go through their quiet suburban neighborhood to a local, I guess, convenience store.
And a post office. Yeah, one time, well, it all began because the first time, like a good parent, he trained his child. He didn't just send the kid out into the wild, you know, with a spear and say, come back with dinner. He followed her. After he had taught her how to walk around the neighborhood, making sure that she knew to look both ways before crossing, you know, and not to go off with anybody. And because there's so little crime in this neighborhood, immediately the first time that she was sort of walking by herself with him following at a discreet distance, the police were called, and three police showed up to basically arrest him until he explained, no, you don't understand. I am her father. I'm the quote-unquote creep who's following her. I'm just making sure she's safe. So you'd think that would be the end of it. Oh, okay, a dad teaching his daughter some independence, some good skills. You know, at 6 years old, that's first grade. We all walked to first grade when we were kids, no problem. But the next time that she was seen by herself, and this time they had taken her, they taught her how to go to the post office. And, you know, it always sounds to people like she's going through, you know, lions and tigers and bears. But we're really talking, like you said, about a quiet suburban neighborhood. She walks to the post office, and this time was to the convenience store. And when she gets there, somehow the police have been alerted again, and they take her and they put her at the police station. And the father is wondering where she is. Why hasn't she come home yet? He goes looking for her and hears from the convenience store lady, oh, the police took her. I mean, the police did not even alert him, even though the girl knows her name and phone number and address, and they could have called him so easily. But no, they picked up the kid. And so he goes to the police station, and there's his daughter behind bulletproof glass, like Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde, and they will not release her to him. They wait 20 minutes because they say, no, we must hear first from Child Protective Services because we're not even allowed to give your child back to you, Dad, who they know the dad. They know it's the dad because they recently arrested him for being the creepy pervert who was following her. So finally, CPS says, yeah, it's okay. You can let the kid go home with him. We have a file open on this family now. And sure enough, the file is so open that they have filed for a movement to take the child into custody away from the parents who are now suspected of abuse and neglect for having let their child walk through town.
Only because the child has walked without the parents to a nearby store. Now, I'm curious, who called the cops on the convenience store visit? Was it the convenience store employee?
No idea, but I can tell you, because I get these stories from time to time from, you know, bewildered and terrified parents, that, you know, we live in safer times than when we were kids, and yet we act, I mean, if anybody wants to look up the FBI statistics, they're there. We live in a time when crime is down to the level it was before the advent of color TV. So if you watched I Dream of Jeannie in Color, it's safer than when you were a kid. I did watch I Dream of Jeannie in Color. Anyway,
yeah,
so the point being that it has become, we've become so afraid, even though we're living in safer times, that we keep our kids either inside or in a program or with a coach or in an extracurricular activity. And so seeing children outside has become somewhat bizarre. You see a kid poking along the side of the street and you think, that either they're going to be snatched because our ideas of kidnapping are inflated, or that, you know, she must have run away from some terrible parents. It never occurs to you that, like, parents are desperately trying to give their children a little sunshine and freedom. And so people are often calling the police rather than even talking to the child to say, what are you doing? And if they talk to this six-year-old, it's like, I'm going to the post office. She was carrying a little card with her that I have on my site, a free-range kids card that says, I'm not lost. I'm a free-range kid. My parents know I'm out here, and here's their number if you want to call. I mean, they did everything they possibly could to say, this is a child we are giving independence. This is not a child we're ignoring, neglecting, or don't care what happens to. But often, the onlookers, their first instinct is to think that the child is in danger, and their second instinct is not to have anything to do with the child themselves, but to call the police. This happens all the time when people see children waiting in a car while their parent has gone in to pick up the pizza or the dry cleaning. You know, if it takes more than 2 minutes, they think, oh, my God, that child could be kidnapped or could die of heat exhaustion, and they call the police, and the police are there by the time the mom gets out with the, you know, with the dry clean shirts. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Now call the police. This is child abuse. And nobody thinks that a child on their own might be there because the parent believed in the kid and the neighborhood.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris talking with Lenore Skenazy of Free Range Kids. There is a line, though, Lenore, isn't there? I mean, if somebody sees a child like that and something goes off in the back of their brain that says, uh-oh, this could be trouble here, you know, you see a kid in a car on a hot day, you may wonder to yourself, well, how long is that kid being left in there?
Right.
Should an adult go over and at least check and make sure that everything's okay?
I think that's a great idea. I think that's what made America great, was sort of us looking out for each other. Sure, go over there. I mean, the parents do get back quickly. I mean, that's what's so amazing. I keep hearing from parents who have been back within the course of 10 or, you know, 5 or 10, sometimes 15 minutes. And, you know, if the sun is glaring and it's 100 degrees, that's one thing. But generally, people have conflated two problems. First of all, they're worried about the kids being kidnapped, which is such a rare crime that it should be off most people's radar. And secondly, they're worried because they've read that children who wait in cars could die of hyperthermia, being so hot. And that does happen, but if you look up the statistics on that, which I also looked up, the vast majority are hurt by if they're forgotten there all day. So it's generally parents who have, like, you know, generally it's you taking the kid to daycare, but this time I have to take the kid to daycare, but it's a one-year-old and she's in her car seat and she falls asleep and she's silent and I get out of the car at my work having forgotten that I had to do something out of the ordinary, which was go to daycare that day. And I forget her there all day long. It's a horrible story, and it breaks your heart, but it is so different from doing something that all of us did, or all of us, our parents did when we were kids, which is, you know, wait in the car, here's a comic book, I'm going to go run in and get the prescription. You know, parents are allowed to make decisions that seem sane to them. It's not sane to keep a kid in a car all day long, but it certainly is sane to say, you know, I'm not going to wake the sleeping twins and drag them across this busy parking lot to get the prescription. I'm going to leave them in here. I'm going to leave the door locked. I'm going to leave the windows cracked if it's a hot day, or not if it's not. And I'm not spending all day at the pharmacy. I'm getting a prescription. There's no way I'm going to forget them. This is an errand. I've done this before. My parents did it with me.
Right.
So if you're a concerned parent, sure, you know, or a concerned onlooker, sure, stay there for a few minutes and make sure the parent gets back.
Lenore, in that story from the father in Ohio, he says that the police sergeant who responded to the scene stated over the radio that he wanted to, quote, hook this guy, unquote,
yeah,
for child endangerment.
Right.
Do you hear that often?
I don't hear actual terms. I know that we are in a moment of, you know, I think of that police sergeant, of he must think that the child was in enormous danger, and that's why he's so angry. I'd be angry, you know, I am angry at people who abuse children or people who put children in true danger. So because he has this inflated idea that a kid outside could be, you know, anytime they could be run over by a truck or stolen by a kidnapper, if you think that that's reality, you think that kids can't be taught to cross the street safely and to not go off with strangers, Well, then you're going to think that, oh, my God, I'm going to get that guy. How dare he put a beautiful little girl in danger? But what I feel bad is that so many people have been infected with what I call this sort of pollution of fear. You breathe it in. The second you turn on TV and there's Nancy Grace, or it's the 30th anniversary of Eitan Patz, or Elizabeth Smart is working as the kidnapping correspondent, which she is,
yep,
for ABC, you feel like children are never safe.
Yep.
That's the big lie, that children are never safe and that a six-year-old can't walk three blocks to the post office or the convenience store, because we all know we can because we did it.
You are absolutely right, Lenore. Thanks for joining me today on America Weekend. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate this chance, Paul. Thanks, and have a great America Weekend.
Lenore's book and website are both Free Range Kids, Fighting the Belief that Children Are in Constant Danger from Creeps, Kidnapping, Germs, Grades, and the Perils of a Non-Organic Grape. I love that. I'm Paul Harris. Knuckleheads in the news coming up as America Weekend continues on the Envision Radio Networks.
America Weekend.